Wyoming leadership is doubling down on carbon capture as a tool to help preserve coal. That effort is building urgency as the pandemic devastates the struggling industry. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim reports that some think it's too late.
Earlier this year, organizations got together across Wyoming to give testimony about the largest utility in the state's controversial plan to make a shift away from coal and towards renewables.
Welcome, everyone, to this hearing of the Wyoming Public.
The plan didn't sit well with many, including Kent Connolly. The Lincoln County Commissioner said when PacifiCorp's plant in his county shuts down early, it's not just jobs leaving.
I lose 50% of the taxes. It's just that simple.
Connolly says it doesn't have to be like this. Coal plants in Wyoming could stick around if utilities just considered retrofitting them with something called carbon capture.
We will change how we use coal in America. There's no doubt about it. We'll get there with carbon recapture.
The idea is that a regular coal plant would be retrofitted with the technology and remove its emissions, and then some entity could use those emissions for some other profitable purpose. Capturing carbon could help address climate change. Even the United Nations has called for more of it to reduce emissions. But PacifiCorp says, right now, it's too expensive and unproven. Utilities Rick Link says its decision is an economic one.
The entire analysis is driven by shifts and changes in the market conditions.
Carbon capture is not a new idea in Wyoming. The state has supported it for over a decade, just about since production started trending downward for coal. But recently, support for it has started to ratchet up. This year, Wyoming's legislature passed a bill mandating utilities produce a certain amount of electricity from coal plants using carbon capture by 2030. It would be up to ratepayers to reimburse the utility for the extra expense. The state also recently acquired responsibility from the feds to permit wells to store carbon dioxide underground. And state leadership has held several public hearings recently to promote the tech, including the governor's office, who offered alternatives to PacifiCorp's plan, focusing instead on carbon capture.
That in Wyoming, burning coal is not the issue. It is the release of CO2 that we should focus on. This delegation is part of our strategy to use today's technology, such as carbon capture, utilization, and storage, to keep coal burning, reduce CO2 emissions, and keep jobs here in Wyoming.
The Trump administration has also provided significant funding for several new phases of carbon capture projects through the University of Wyoming. Dr. Holly Krutka directs the school handling those efforts. She was recently on a panel alongside other Wyoming leadership at the Integrated Test Center in Gillette, a state-backed carbon capture test facility. She envisions capturing CO2 emissions for a variety of profitable reasons, including turning them into new products.
Products like soil amendments, building materials, asphalt replacement.
Or they could be used to pull more oil from the ground or be turned into a low-emission gas. All this urgency comes as coal production has fallen to historically low levels. Since last June, consumption of it has dropped by a fifth. And just since March, Wyoming has seen over 600 coal-related layoffs. The hope for some is that carbon capture could help rebuild that demand for coal. The problem is, others think the moment for carbon capture, at least to help the resource, has passed. Arizona State University's Klaus Lochner remembers giving presentations promoting it to the coal industry in the early 2000s, warning that climate change would be the resource's demise.
I said, look, if the year 2020 comes around, you are not going to be allowed to build a new coal plant because every bank in the country will know that they will not get their money back. So you better, by 2020, have the ability to build power plants that are completely carbon neutral.
But it never took off. Since then, only one coal plant in the U.S. ever successfully used carbon capture, called Petra Nova in Texas. But the pandemic forced it to shut down, with the oil price crash making it uneconomic. Energy economist Rob Godbee says things could have gone differently had the Republican Party been more on board early on.
If the party that usually supports coal hadn't kind of gone down this dead-end road of climate change doesn't exist, because that undermined coal's interests by, you know, if climate change doesn't exist, there's no justification to develop low-carbon technologies like carbon capture.
Analyst Dennis Wamsted with the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis, a renewable think tank, says now he can no longer imagine a utility saying,
hey, we really want to do this. We really want to build a carbon capture facility, and we really want to put it on our 35-year-old, 40-year-old coal plant, and we're going to prove it's going to make money.
But leadership in Wyoming isn't just going to give up. Governor Mark Gordon pointed to the wind industry in its early days.
At the time, there was a lot of conversation about how wind generation had no economic future. It was a waste of time, et cetera, et cetera. So fast forward to the last several years, and you see as these pinwheels start showing up in the West, how much more economically viable they are.
Godby agrees. If carbon capture will succeed, it'll need incentives and opportunities to show itself off to those utilities. And that's what Governor Gordon and other leaders are working to do. As he adds, quote, "We know the urgency." For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.